Das also waren Deutsche, die noch nicht zu sagen
hatten. DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and that was an oldie but a goodie, and I've had a hankering to hear some And One for quite a while. But that was some older And One. That was Life Isn't Easy in Germany, the club mix. Before that, you heard a band that was, that was recommended to us by a guy by the name of Dave, who has recommended quite a bit of good stuff to us, and has done a couple of the Listeners Month shows, and plus he's also a drinking buddy, and he knows all the good Harvey Birdman quotes. That was a band by the name of Code 64, with a track called Without You. And we started things off with some more stuff from one of those new bands that we hadn't heard of until about a month ago. It was a band by the name of OVNI, which apparently is, according to my friend Francois, that is the acronym for UFOs en français. And that was a track by the name of What Have I Done, the What Have I remix. Things are a little bit hectic for me right at the moment because I just finished night shift yesterday and I go in on day shift tomorrow, so it's like my brain is both here, there, and everywhere all at the same time, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I could put this all off until tomorrow after work, but then what would your Monday morning be? Well, it might actually still be a little bit messed up because I might not get this posted tonight, but you never know. Anyways, we're going to continue on with some more. I'm pretty sure this is new stuff. This is a Hosico side project. It's a band by the name of Dolce Liquido, with a track called Reaction. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
We'll be right back.
was some more brand new stuff for you. That was some brand new Fleshfield, which, from what I gather, is the first single from their last album. This track by the name of Conquer Me, as remixed by E-Craft. And I have to say, you know, I wasn't 100% keen on the last Fleshfield album. And, you know, I only played one track, and I do kind of feel bad about that, because I've liked a great deal of their stuff in the past. However, Ian seems to have slowed things down quite a bit, and I don't know, these days I'm all about 130 beats per minute, and anything less than that, and I, you know, it doesn't always grab my attention. But you get E-Craft to remix one of your tracks, and well, hey, you've got my attention. Speaking of attention, we're going to continue on with going once again back into the day. This is one of the oldie but goodie tracks. This is Atlantic Popes with a track called World. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Nothing, 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 oh no.
track by a band by the name of The Crystalline Effect, and we can all get together once again and say thank you to Chris. He once again saved my bacon by grabbing that one last track that I was just hitting a brick wall, couldn't figure out what to play. Well, Chris pulls that out. That was a track called Why Do I Hate Myself, the Ivory Frequency Remix. And, well, save me. It's a great track, too. I'm going to have to track down some of the stuff that that band does that isn't a remix and see if the rest of it's just as good as that. Anyways, we're going to end off the show this week with what I'm assuming is a German band by the name of Reaper, with a track by the name of Jagged. I'm not exactly sure of the extent to my knowledge of that word is Jagdpanzer, which was a tank killer. So maybe it's a hunter, tank hunter, I don't know, whatever. This is a band by the name of Reaper. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.